Don't get that many peeps.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. It's see, there we go. Turn that off. Okay, so it's 5:49 p.m. This is a meeting of the organizational meeting. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. This is the organizational meeting of the 350th Anniversary Celebration Committee of the City of Derby. My name is Mark Garfalo, I'm the town clerk, and I'm going to call the meeting to order, and we'll rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. I'm going to call the roll. For the people that are here in person, there's microphones in front of you. So in order to be heard, you have to have at least one of those microphones on in front of you. Not everybody, you just one that's near you. And if the light's on, then you can speak. So I'm going to turn off the cameras because it'll be easier, because otherwise it's going to make everybody nuts because the cameras are programmed to the seats, so that's a digital thing. So you could turn it on by just hitting the button on the front side of it. All right, they'll call the roll. Christine Boulay,
yes,
is here. Donna Doherty is absent. Felicia Monaco, she was going to call in, so let's just make sure. No, okay. Grace Soika is here. Jack Walsh is here. James Gilday is excused. He has a meeting. Kelly German Santiago is here. Kim Mastriani?
Here.
He's here. Laurel Victomino is here. Mark Garfalo is here. Maria Blackwell is on special assignment tonight. Mark Anthony Izzo is here. Melanie O'Connell Anderson.
There.
Sorry, I know everybody by their maiden name.
Because there's another Melanie Anderson in Derby.
Correct, that's right. Mike Kelleher, Pam Maddow is here, Randy Ritter,
here.
Robin Smith.
Here.
Okay, thank you. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people present. We have a quorum. So, pursuant to our charter, every meeting of the city has to have a public portion at the beginning of the meeting. So if anybody would like from the public would like to address the board, now is the time to come forward, state your name and address for the record. The record should reflect that there's no one else from the public here or online. So if there's no objection, we'll close the public portion and move on to our next item of business. But for a point of personal privilege, I'd like to recognize the mayor of the city of Derby, Joseph DiMartino, who is here, who wants to bring greetings to the committee.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here tonight and volunteering to be on this 350th committee. I look forward to all your ideas and your suggestions you have for this celebration. Unfortunately, I can't stay tonight. I do have to go somewhere else tonight, but I wanted to just welcome everybody. And again, thank you for all that you do. And thank you for, again, volunteering to be on this committee, because I think we could have some great things come out of this committee. I think it could be a fun time for everyone. So we have all different ages. We have all different, you know, Mr. Walsh, I know, and some other people were on the last one. Oh, you weren't? I thought you were.
Participated.
Oh. Oh, all right. I thought you were. All right. So again, look forward to your ideas and your suggestions. And I will be attending most meetings. Just tonight, I can't stay. But thank you again for coming here tonight and volunteering. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Mayor.
Yes. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mayor. So the next item on our agenda is to elect the chair of the committee. So we'll open up the floor for to elect the chair of this committee.
Anybody want it?
Yeah.
Nobody wants it. Okay.
Mark,
all right, thank you.
I'll second that.
All right, so there's a, you have to put the mic on so you can hear.
This one is.
There you go, Laurel. Do it again.
I elect Mark Garfalo as chair.
And I'll second that.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? I know I have good workers on this committee. So. All right, so we'll close the nominations. And all in favor of Mark Garfalo as chair of this committee, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much for this historic moment.
It's fitting for you.
Hysteric, yes. Very good. Okay, so there's a sheet going around for those that had trouble with the doodle poll. So if you could sign the sheet, and Kim and Robin, I will speak to you about availability of meeting dates, but we have the sheet around. So if you didn't get a chance to do that, please do that. I believe the best thing for this committee, given the time, we did not choose the time that this was started. This is the cards that were dealt. So we're here and we're on the eve of 2025, which is the 350th. And I know we have great workers here, and we'll make the best of the situation and the timeline and plan accordingly, because I think that we have a lot of opportunities for this, and I think we could do a lot of exciting things. So I think we need to meet at least once a month. And if there are subcommittees and or activity committees, however that gets shaken out, we can do that. And also, is it unreasonable to think that we can meet every twice a month without taxing everybody's schedule, at least in the beginning, to kind of get this going? I've been to a lot of meetings in my life, more than I count. So I prefer structured meetings that are efficient in the use of everybody, in respect of your time, really, frankly, mm-hmm. to be honest. So like up to an hour to try to just get what we need done, and then you can live your lives that way. All right. So I think if we can have a day probably in October before the end of this month to kind of revisit some of the things that and if we can't come up with that date tonight, we can do that in the next couple of days to try to say what days work. I know that one of the dates, when I put it in the thing, it said it's one of them is Veterans Day, and we're closed. But that was just to represent
the night before the Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah. And, there are a couple people like Mrs. Doherty can't make any Wednesdays. So I don't know if Wednesdays are good. It doesn't have to be the same night for both meetings, but mm-hmm. it might, I don't know how that's going to work out. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So definitely, I don't prefer that day for this meeting anyway. So I don't know if there's a date, but I think we'll let the others, we'll try to get everybody's input, and then I think it'll probably self correct itself, but at least for October we should try to figure on that week of a couple 2 weeks from now, which would be like the last week in October, I think. Does anybody have a calendar? Yes, sir.
The days I checked off are easy days for me.
Yep.
For any other day, I'd be up late. That's one of the reasons why I didn't check them off.
Okay.
Because I have.
Okay. And just the time of the meeting, is earlier better for folks or later?
Somebody's saying later. I'm fine with the time.
Okay. Kim, from in the room here, it sounded like everybody said earlier.
That's okay. Whatever they want.
Yeah, or not earlier. I mean, like around this time, as opposed to 7.
No, I like this time. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So then I think we have some consensus around that, and we'll get the date. Any mm-hmm. further discussion on that? None. Thank you so much. Okay. So in the packet that you have in front of you, and I will distribute this, Kim and Robin, to you guys.
Okay.
These are a list of what people have submitted over the last couple of days. And we have other ideas that have been suggested as well. So if, and I left, I have an extra sheet for everybody. So if there's any other ideas that come up tonight, go write them down and we'll memorialize this and have like a working list, but we definitely need to, kind of focus or, you know, focus our efforts of what we're going to be able, you know, realistically be able to do. And, there was a lot of history and a lot of, I think good energy around the 300th. And however part of it, you know, Derby is different. The world is different. And it was, and they had 5 or 6 years to plan that ahead of time. That being said, I think there's an opportunity for us to use this, if take this opportunity to realize that we have many, many people who are not multi-generational Derby people or Valley people. It's a teaching opportunity for us to be able to kind of like share that and kind of start some new traditions, hopefully that can carry forward from this event. Does anybody have any discussion around these things or any other additional ideas that are not here, that we have a couple of lists from last year, so we'll incorporate that stuff in there too. It wasn't in a format that I could for tonight.
Are you talking about what was discussed at the previous group?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I mean, in fairness, for transparency and for inclusion of all the ideas, whatever they are, to get them down, and I'll distribute that. But this is what I received from members of this group from the email that I had sent. But the other stuff will be incorporated into that.
Was any of that stuff actually booked?
No. So you have to hit the mic. I'm sorry?
Was any of that actually booked?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So I just wanted to clarify, because I'm new to the committee. What is the time frame for this? Is it 10 days like the old? Is it over the course of a year? Is it like, what are we?
Well, that was
the difference of how much of this we can.
Well, Well, I mean, I guess it's this kind of. I was just trying to. The ideas. These are the ideas. So if anybody has any other ones, let's get them on a list, because then we have to talk about the frequency of the activities, and kind of being realistic about what we could do, and how we can do it. Because also then there's budget, and then breaking it down. So.
Do we have a date of when it starts?
Well, all of that is going to be up to us.
Okay.
So it's up to us. So yeah. So okay. We're like really starting from the beginning, you know. And again, for the purpose of, because I've been thinking about this to try to just kind of get some semblance around it. I mean, to me, to break it down into smaller bites, because you can't eat the whole apple pie in one bite, right? So it's a whole year. So it might be, and again, like trying to, sometimes less is more, I think. So if we try to do an event a month, even if it's not, it doesn't have to be the biggest thing. And one of the ideas that somebody had was to take all of the organizations in the city and ask them to kind of incorporate the events that they already sponsor, including, you know, kind of larger events, St. Mary's Festival, the Derby Shout and Parade, you know, stuff that the Scouts do, the churches, the Historical Society, you know, things that already go on anyway. Those things could be kind of promoted, because again, it's an opportunity to promote this. Because I see every day, there's so many people that they're not from here, so they don't even know 350 from 375, because they're new. So I think it's an opportunity to kind of put all this stuff together and kind of beef it out that way, and then have like events that would be sponsored by this committee, you know, including a festival. You know, May 13th is the day, the, you know, the day.
Is it May 13th?
That's the, well, the date of naming. Oh, there it is. Just in case you didn't believe me.
That's Dennis's birthday.
Well, there you go. Hopefully it's not a Friday.
When the time capsule is supposed to be opened?
No.
Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. Okay, that's a Tuesday. No, there's not a date. I mean, we can decide that, but what around what makes sense. I would assume it would be appropriate to do it in the spring. You know, or I shouldn't say in the spring. In a time that one might not have a mic. Just turn on the other one. It'll pick you up. Voice-wise, it'll pick you up.
Is it?
Yep.
I was thinking that it would be great to open the time capsule and then maybe 2 months later do another one. Or like 75 years from now, because then that would be 2100.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm thinking we should do too.
How about 50 years?
Yeah.
Who are you going to leave it to? It's like you don't know who you
who's going to be here.
Who would be here in 75 years?
Oh, is that 50 the way you're looking at it? I'm thinking if there's a plaque on the green, City Hall will still hopefully City Hall will remember.
But like if I were to put a letter in there, who would I address it to?
Yeah. I see what you mean.
That's what we did.
See, I'm thinking time capsule. Oh, okay, that
we
I didn't.
Letters we put.
Well, I saw that because I picked up all of that.
I have kids.
Well, the thing is,
how about if we just
Just
one at a time speak. So okay. Go ahead, and then Mr. Keller had his
hand. Oh, I just got that pretty damn thing on.
Oh, okay. No, I know that they sold envelopes.
Envelopes?
Well, I know they sold envelopes in the stores. People had to purchase an envelope to put stuff in the time capsule. That's what it said in the newspapers. Because I went back
and
read everything.
My mother put stuff in, but I
yeah, so she had to purchase an envelope and then put them in there. For me, my idea of a time capsule, it's not necessarily for people who are still here, it's for people who are beyond that. Does that make sense?
I hear you.
Showing what we're about for people who have yet to be here. I didn't realize that the whole planning of the time capsule originally, 50 years ago, was that so from 50 years from now, families could see what was put in there, which is great too.
Yeah, letters and stuff.
Too. Yeah, yeah. And that was one thing I brought up to Mark too, when it comes to the time capsule, because I work for the Derby Public Library, I have scanners and an overhead scanner. I would like to take everything at the library, scan everything, and then we'll put them on our website so everybody can see what the contents are.
I don't know.
Hey, Mark, it's Kim. Just wanted to say that as the class of 75 that graduated and was there that put things into the capsule, I think it's a good idea to get the senior graduating class involved maybe with that too, because I know it was important to us and we have things we're going to see when we open it from 50 years.
And I think we need to, the whole opening of it, the whole thing is a little, could be chaotic because I don't know how big it is.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I got pictures.
Well, yeah, I mean, but the thing is, it's going to have to be excavated.
It is, it's a body. Because I called the company that donated it.
So
and
it
gave the names that we can get a new one.
All right. Go ahead.
When we opened the Derby Elks one, it was chaotic because everyone wanted to see what we had in it. And they were all, it's a very small box. Everyone was on top of everyone. So it has to be organized.
Well, that's it. Because I've heard and seen horror stories where people will see something. Oh, I know who that person is. And they take it. And it never gets on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reality is.
It should be saved.
Yeah, and then the reality is it's the property of the city of Derby.
Yeah.
I mean, not to get like rigid about it, but I think there has to be a certain amount of structure around that.
Yeah.
Because I think I mean, if my instincts are still on, it could be a nightmare, mm-hmm. ultimately,
mm-hmm.
if everybody's trying to dive into the hole to find out what's there or whatever. Mr. Keller. Just you can hit that button now because I put it, the battery was not in it.
There we go. Oh, look at that. Green light. Like a Christmas tree. A couple of practicality stuff. One, I see, is there any money put aside for any events up to July 1st of this next year?
Yes, and that item is there. There is the tax board put in $50,000.
Oh, okay.
Of money. And the intent is also for them to put in $50,000. For July 1st.
Okay. My second thing is,
and then
all the events you have, I would, some events you couldn't do in the summertime or vice versa. So I would block them out into four blocks, spring, summer, fall, and winter if you want to go 12 months.
Well, I mean, that's just an idea. Yeah. And maybe that's not practical either. I mean, like, but I don't, but I think some of them don't have to be a big, like, they don't have to require a ton of like time, but I think it's a way to kind of keep people engaged if we can. And then perhaps have a signature event of some
around the state.
Yeah. I mean, it would seem that that would make the most sense, and it gives us enough time to kind of plan it out to, you know, there's time to do that.
Plus, I had mentioned to Sue Lanzero that, you know, most of the people coming are going to be from out of state. So maybe if there is kind of a collection of things around each other, you know what I mean? So they come out and they can participate in more than one activity happening in that time, like you said, like a kind of a major weekend of things or whatever it may be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good point too.
Yeah, because you know, the people are out of state now, most.
Did you, Kim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so is the reunion plan? Is there a date?
No, because, well, this was we were just kind of waiting to see how you did the 350th for that reason.
We can work in concert. Okay, so that makes further sense too. And
I have
For those of us that graduated not in 75, maybe with a 5 at the end of our year that we graduated, it might be a way, but that might be a way to kind of include those people.
Well, you had decades reunion or all's reunion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So that could be.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
That was an event that worked and, you know, frankly, didn't require a ton of, you know, just a little coordination and worked out. It worked out. So I think that, you know, that would be good in with this or separate of the big reunion.
Bars around whenever the decision is made to open the time capsule.
When you get a chance, I wanted to say something about the time capsule too, Mark, when you get a chance.
Please go ahead, Robin.
If you're a suggestion would just be to maybe video you open it, because the original people that were on the committee, I know they put in letters to their family, and I've talked to some of the family members that are out of state or in different cities. They would come down for that. Maybe you can, when you do open it, if it is videoed, you can then reach out to those members, because I know they put in probably more stuff than others, the original committee.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that's important too, to kind of the people that were, you know, either connected somehow or whatever, that Randy.
It sounds
I'm
like
just thinking Randy. of Babe Palpini. That's why I was just thinking of him. I reached out to his daughter down in Florida and his grandkids, and they're excited about coming up to see what he put in.
It sounds like we may need a separate subcommittee just for the time capsule.
Definitely needs to be archived again, from what I've heard, and I don't know that people had put in some things of value, maybe.
Well, and the thing is, like, it's not going to be
a free for all.
Well, no, but it's not. I don't think it's going to be like a one day thing. It's going to be multiple days to try to sort it if it's that big. Yeah. I pictured a box that somebody.
The walls are huge. I got the measurements.
So yeah, no, I mean, I never really gave it much thought, but
no, the vault is really large because I called them. And
was it Seccombs?
No, it's Wilbert Funeral Services is the one who donated the vault.
Oh, wow.
They gave me the name of their sales rep so that we might get another one for free.
Okay. I mean, I was in eighth grade, and I know we had to write letters to our future selves that got put in.
Cool. There's probably also the memorabilia that was all created, the pins, the ties.
I did leave some of that at City Hall as well.
Mm-hmm. There's a flag that was created. A lot of memorabilia was made for the 300.
And who knows what conditions and too. So
I know we only have a half hour left, so maybe we not spend it all just talking about the time. might be helpful.
No, that's good.
Cover some other areas.
We'll put note that and try to strategize a potential plan for that.
Give some thought to it.
Okay, so budget wise, and then we could also talk about, does anybody have any other thoughts on the frequency of activities?
Well, I liked Mr. Keller's idea of maybe going through the list and maybe targeting specific quarters of the year to put it in, and then we can work from there.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like a plan for our next meeting. Yep. Put the mic on so that they could hear you. The other one, the one in front of you.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking it might save money and extra weeks in time if we elaborate on our holidays that are already coming up, like the Memorial Day parade or something. Yeah. 4th of July, the fireworks can be the three, you know, but I know we do that with Shelton. Is it separate, Shelton and Derby?
Yeah, I mean, the fireworks are joint, so.
They're joint, yeah. Okay.
But the
river separates us. We could have a party here
and
a
party there.
But just even like elaborate on a couple of those holidays, just so that.
I
agree with that.
It's like almost, it's terrible words, but kill two birds with one stone on a few items.
But I think that's what we really need to be, in my mind, hyper conscious of that, so we can be efficient in about, you know, those other things that are going on. We could tweak it to make it
bigger.
350. Yep. Hey, it's great. And then we can focus on the other things,
right?
You know, that we decide. And maybe it ends up that it's, you know, what Mike said, maybe it's just a quarterly thing. You know, we have to kind of shake out what we think would happen.
If I may, Mayor, just my point being, there are some things you can do in the summer.
Right.
Some things you can't do, and you can block it out. Now, another silly question I'm going to have to you, being the old legislator that I used to be. The $50,000 that goes, say for instance, you had a opening and you needed police protection. Police protection comes out of that $50,000?
Well, that's.
Is that why they separated it out like that?
No, I think this was for the events.
Just for the event? Okay, yeah. Okay. I just want to know what the budget thing looked like.
Yeah. I mean, I think the budget is, you know, there's also, you know, the opportunity, you know, I think shortly to try to say, well, should we apply to the community foundation? You know, for funds as well. Mm-hmm. Are you still
doing that? Let me comment on that. You know, there's already one request that's on here. It was about the song at the high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked to Sharon about, look, the foundation doesn't want to have 25 applications. And decided that any application for Derby Day should be coming from this committee because this is the official committee. If other people want to ask for me, they should come here first. Okay, so this committee is coordinating everything, and the foundation doesn't want to be making 25 separate decisions.
Right, I think.
But they do want to support it.
Okay, so that is a good point too. But we want to probably get, you know, again, I think we have to kind of take the next couple months to, you know, by the end of the year, kind of have this thing like nailed down of, you know, even the whole year, so you guys could plan your reunion and other stuff. Mark, did you have your hand up too?
Because you asked about the events on here. The only thing that I wanted to question is I see there's possibly changing a motto, like for the sign. I was on that committee that created the Welcome to Derby sign, and it was an OBBA thing, so we took care of all that. That wasn't an official motto for Derby. That was just for that sign there. So if someone wants to create a Derby motto, that's fine. But I would say, let's keep the signs there. You know, it's paid for already. And actually, there's supposed to be another sign that was down here that was removed when they did the the downtown redevelopment. So, yeah, I worked hard on that project. I actually spearheaded that one. So,
mm-hmm. The person that suggested that said, you know, like, do we have an official motto was how the conversation.
We didn't at the time. That was
So, I mean, it's probably worth, if there's interest in that, you know, especially through the schools.
Yeah.
So the superintendent reported at a staff meeting that they're going to be incorporating the history of Derby into the curriculum.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, like, the sign's already bought and paid for. Just leave it there. And that's not really a motto. It's just
a
saying outside.
To. But I think signage, though, additional signage for the city is probably a good thing because that has not been revisited really in a long time. So it's probably helpful to do that.
I would not like them to see a change in the seal. That was designed by a teacher in the school system. Yeah. I think they did a tremendous job on that. I don't think we should be.
That was another suggestion. I'm not saying we have to do everything here.
Right.
That's entirely, you know, we don't have to do anything that's on here. Is it? But I didn't, you know, people made suggestions. I cut and pasted what they suggested and put it into this.
It's on there.
Some of them, honestly, I didn't even read them.
Yeah, because if you look at it, it doesn't say anything about 300. So this is something that could be used. It just gives the original date, you know?
Again, if there's consensus to do some things, we'll do it. If there's not, then, you know, we just move on from that.
Because there's a lot to do on here.
Yeah. I mean, and again, these are just ideas that people had put forward. And, does anybody have any thoughts about any of the ones that are there for the moment? Not to, nail anybody, you know, pin anybody down, but just for thoughts. Mike?
Yes, Mayor. VHS football alumni gathered to pay in part. Why not anyone who participated in the sport in Derby? You had some championship baseball games here.
Wrestling?
DHA alumni, period.
Right.
Yeah, sports
alumni. Football alumni.
I think the thought was to have it the same night as one of the games. That was a way of gathering everyone.
Okay. Like a homecoming. Is that what,
right. Yeah.
Okay.
But you could also have another big one with alumni.
Mm-hmm. And they did. They did. Last year, they did. The school did some. I don't know if it was all. I don't know what it was. It was like a sports thing. They did it at the Picnic Grove before one of the games. And it was actually fairly well attended.
Yes, it was. I was there.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, that was great.
So, I mean, you know, something like that, again, if they're doing it, it's kind of an excuse to do that. But actually, it's an opportunity if they know people know ahead, people that are coming from out of town or may choose to come for that weekend or this and that. It's just an opportunity because I think people will be paying attention. So there'll be more publicity and more, you know, notice the people to have that kind of a thing. Mike,
Stephen Riley, write a book about the.
Into Mike, just the mic, so the people on the other side can hear.
Didn't Stephen Riley write a book about the 1980 baseball team state championship? I think.
Yes, when the Atlas thing. That's is that it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Speaking of books, we have Joe Dorenzo that just released the History of Derby update that he had put together. That book, I think he might be working on a second one, possibly. Is that
second book? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I mean, that would fall.
So,
in.
The first one is called 300.
Yeah.
The first one's called 350 Years of Derby History. We started selling it. We did an event at the Derby Library just last month, but it was one of the things that we planned to do for the anniversary. And he does have a second one that'll be out.
What will be the folk? I'm just curious.
The second one?
Yeah.
Sterling Organs and Piano Company.
And as part of our goal for this organization, I think, you know, we should have a goal set, something like celebrate and educate, you know, something like that.
Or something like
that. You know, we have all of the kids that don't know anything about our history right now, and we have a lot of families that have moved in. So the more opportunities we can have to educate them, I think. I mean, for me, my love for history began during that 300th anniversary event. And, you know, we got to do the ye old Bradley kitchen at Osmondale when I was a kid. And then that's what got me interested in history. So I'm hoping we can replicate that with a new generation.
It's Kim. Didn't Jim Gilday, because he does a lot with the Historical Society, have a whole thing about taking place at Osmondale? I saw something of his, you know, we're recreating some of the history.
Possibly. I didn't get on the list. So the best way.
He put out something the other day, and that was one of the suggestions he had, which in our yearbook, half of our yearbook is our class dressed up in the, you know, the dress of that time. And they had the tents. It was like walking through. history, and it was all on the field and everything, which we couldn't do now, I guess, but he was saying up at Osburndale. And I like going along with teaching the history to the kids now in graduating class and that. Just an idea.
It was a colonial village, and each of the schools built.
Right.
But that was at Osburndale, because the field had the play.
The play was every night.
And that was set up for the whole week.
Yeah, I just remember something on what was now the baseball field, and there were things down on the actual football field. I know there were things in Osburndale too, but I'm saying it was very spread out, but I don't think you could go on the field now, nor would we want to.
There was a carnival on the baseball field.
Why do I remember tents? Okay, I'm in the wrong place. Maybe it was Osburndale.
Because the carnival was behind BJ's, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was down on Division Street.
But they had something.
The 325th, we had a carnival on the football field. Yeah. We had performance.
All right, well, Mike.
Last question, Mark. Does the East Haven Trolley Museum still have Derby Trolley?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
As part of educating, I was thinking, you know, all the work that Jack and the committee have done on the Hall of Fame, Derby Hall of Fame, if we either can create a book with all of the people and their histories, or a big poster that can go up in every classroom. I think that might be a way of teaching history to our youth.
Being a map of all of the historic places.
Or that as well.
Or the people. Yes.
Right. How many?
66, right?
Yeah, 66 people are in right now in Hall of Fame.
That's for the map is for the plaques that are being put on buildings and whatnot. Yeah. They're talking about the people in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Yeah. You also mentioned about the plaques.
Yeah.
Jack already has a map.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, I think that's a critical thing, because sometimes people are walking by, they don't even know. So I think that's important to those. All of these are the kind of things. And I think, you know, it's helpful if we could do like work in between the meetings, you know, like thought, you know, to kind of, so we can come in and kind of, you know, kind of nail this down, because I think then we need to nail it down and then we need to execute. So I think that's important. Any other further thoughts, ideas, Mark?
Well,
we just put that mic on again there. Yeah, no, it goes off. What happens is it's it goes three, off. So
Oh, okay.
You're like first in, first out, or last in.
I just want to bring up for point of references, if you do a search online, Derby 300, you'll see the video from back then to give people ideas. There's also, and I think Christine has it in front of her, the red and white book. Is that it, Christine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got that at the library as
well. Yeah, there might be useful information in there. Plus, if there's any sponsors listed in there that they maybe, if they're still around, talk to them for sponsorship.
We have the video at the library.
Yeah, and you can get it online too. You search Derby 300.
Yeah.
The 300 booklet is online on the old Derby website, and it's a searchable PDF. So if you download it, you can even search to see if your name is in it.
Okay, any other thoughts? Okay, so we'll leave number 10. I mean, the budget I told you about, and we have to develop that so we can, if that amount of money is sufficient, or we'll have to see what exactly, you know, we could do. But I
on the front page.
You know, I think that the video, you know, like creating an appropriate archive of this event is also something that, you know, we need to be conscious of, because, you know, it'll be, you know, don't forget, I guarantee nobody put in any CDs or thumb drives in the last one. And there might be reel to reel tapes or 8-tracks or cassettes.
Probably cassettes. And, right?
And, you know, like, who knows? I mean, it'll be interesting but now how would you even play it?
Well, Mark, to follow up on that, if we do something like that, we should probably put something in there of the current technology.
Yeah.
Like if you do a thumb drive, put something that you could put the thumb drive in so they can view.
Yeah. I mean, it's so fast.
With instructions.
Pardon?
With instructions.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, too, like if you think about, I mean, 50 years is still, it's a long time, but, you know, just the last 10 years of things that have changed and oh so fast and you know, there were people around 50 years ago that probably remember the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
So now we had our own pandemic to deal with now. So, okay. Any other thoughts before we close it out? So, I mean, I talked about the, I'm sorry, just the one other thing, just, we're, I mean, we're also going to have to break down into, you know, committees. And I view that those committees probably should be like around the ultimate events and tasks that we have would be the easy, I think the easiest way. And then for us to reconvene to kind of report, give progress reports, see where we need to plug in, and also build the capacity of the group as well, you know, in terms of, you know, people that we need to, because also I think it's important for us to promote this and to be ambassadors to promote it, because, you know, we have, say, concerts on the green and we send out emails and code reds and Facebook, and people in our own town won't come 5 minutes ride, because no matter where you are, it's 5 minutes, and they won't come, whatever. And I know people are busy and this, and boop, 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 but they don't like the music or all whatever the ideas that are around it. But at a certain point, I observe, like, my two nieces who are six and grew, like, they literally were born into COVID, right? And they seek out social interaction. Literally, like play dates or whatever they do now, but, you know, stuff to interact. And when the people that do participate on that, say, a simple thing like a concert on the green, they see people they haven't seen in a while. And it's just like good old fashioned, the old fashioned social network of people, you know, those kind of things. And ultimately, like, this should, to me, this whole year should be about reconnecting, because we don't have the Evening Sentinel and, you know, all of the stuff we don't have. So we just have to kind of do it a different way. And people are spread out, different towns, different things. But, you know, we can redefine the...
Is there a website?
The worldview. Yeah, we have a website and a Facebook page.
I'm at Facebook. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have... Well, I'm going to start a specific one for this.
All right. That's, we'll that
link
would
it,
help
we'll
a
link
lot.
We'll link it through.
And that's what I meant.
Link it to all of the businesses, because if they're going to be participating, because then you link it to the library's Facebook page and all of that stuff. We got to help each other out with that.
Yeah, that's key. Yeah. Mark, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, along those lines of communication, we had
the old BBA group, the old Birmingham Business Association. One of my sayings was, if you're going to have a party or an event, if you want people to come, you got to let them know. So just along the lines there.
So, that's it. Anybody else? Any other fine thoughts?
If we can get a year calendar put together and then send that out, well, maybe as a big magnet or something like that to all the citizens, all the homes, at the beginning of January, that way they'll have the list and you'll see all.
I think that ultimately that's the best way to do it, because not everybody's in the same loop of technology.
We all have to go out, like, find out when the St. Mary's Festival is, you know.
Right.
Maybe have a Poggy's Porchetta night specific for Derby's 350th or something like that. I'm sorry for pointing at you and saying Poggy's. I know. I realize that.
We had a fight. We just started. Now we're going to fight.
Firehouse.
Fire.
There you go. We're all one.
Anyway.
Like, I know our 99th annual Scout Gang Show, which the theme will be Hats Off to Derby, is going to be the third Saturday in May. So. You know,
we already have that. All right. If there are events,
the Elks are celebrating 101.
Yes, and Maria Blackwell, who could not be here tonight, is anxious, and the whole group is participating. So if we can get groups like that to participate, a firehouse, a social organization, a class of, you know, graduating class.
It's also the 25th anniversary of the Derby and the Valley becoming an All America City.
Oh,
there is a committee working on that.
Thanks.
Doesn't Storms also have their 75th?
The ambulance corps, yes. Yeah, the ambulance. But actually, that's this year, actually. So
this year? I thought it was next year.
They're having their 75th. Tommy Leonard just mentioned it at a staff meeting the other day. It's the day after Thanksgiving in conjunction with the firefighters ball.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they do. They do. They do.
Wow.
So. All right. So if you have those events, I'm going to try to see if we could get an email that's specifically for this, so it doesn't clog up one person's email address, but like a city email address, so that we'll be able to have that. Do that. So if you have events that you know are going on, already going on, if you could forward them to me, and we'll get them put in to a calendar, and it'll definitely be at least on the Derby website. So we have a calendar there for all events. So we can plug all of it, but we'll make a specific subset 350 one. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Any other thoughts or questions?
I would just point out there is one committee that was appointed already, and that's the plaque project. And you know, the committee's been working on that, but if anybody wants to put a plaque on their house or their business, do it, you know, and include the history. You know, the more the merrier. You know, it's great for a town to, as you drive around and see all the people in town showing off the history of their houses, their neighborhoods, whatever it is.
Well, and the more that there are, the people will see it, what it is, yeah.
How about thinking about maybe planting 350 lilac bushes throughout Derby, something like that as well.
Yeah,
because the lilac, as you can see, is on our logo.
Yes.
Okay. I hate to say that because American lilacs have to be trimmed.
Good point.
They take over.
Indeed. They're wearing down French.
French life.
Just because they're more bush like.
Yeah. And I think, again, it's depending on your era and the things that you're focused on. But, you know, there is a rich agricultural history in Derby, too, believe it or not. But Osborndale is a testament to that in a very
Kellogg's.
Yeah, Kellogg's. Yeah.
So is the Hilltop. That used to be all farm.
Yeah, yeah. No. Right. And so, I mean, it's not something that people could visualize today, but it was a major part of the, you know, life. And those Osborne Holsteins are still. Yeah, I mean, they're still the descendants of those cattle are still some of the best in the world, you know, outside of the United States. When you talk about that, or people that are way into it, it's very interesting.
Ivanhoe
history, pardon?
Ivanhoe.
Yeah, so it's a fascinating part of the history, and you know.
So is the maritime history. With there's no record of here that should be
right. I mean, that's even further.
The transportation history. There's so many things that people don't know.
So
they don't realize it.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's important to you know, you not only celebrate the history, but think about if there are things, you know, that we could think about to whatever suggest or spearhead or whatever for the future. Because, you know, wouldn't it be great if Osborndale, instead of being a great yet underutilized asset property of the state, if they brought back to teach kids about agriculture and sustainable farming and all this stuff that most people don't even know. They don't have a backyard garden, let alone.
Doesn't the Keller House do that? Don't they have classes and stuff?
The Environmental Center.
Yeah, but not around.
Not what he's talking about.
Not around agriculture. I mean, they have a great program there, but I'm talking about, like, you know, if you had, they started, you know, they have those agricultural technical schools, but, you know, there's the space there to do that. And it's certainly the history is there around it, which would be a learning opportunity too. But
And maybe we'll even find the silver mine in Osborndale.
Yeah, we'll pay for the whole thing.
That's it.
All right. If there's no other questions or thoughts, try to keep you right on time.
So we're going to be setting up committees the next meeting. Is that what our goal is? Or
I think we need to set up what more or less kind of the narrow these events.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, sounds good.
And then once we kind of figure that, then we could either pair the, you know, I don't want to put the cart before the committees before the events, because I think we need to kind of have consensus around that and then have work, like a work plan or whatever.
Right.
So I'll take this sheet and I'll share with those that are not here the sheet for the availability and try to do something in 2 weeks from now that we can kind of keep that going. Okay.
All right.
Mentioned there were other events mentioned at another meeting last year or something.
No,
add these to that list.
There was another. Yeah, there was another committee. I just couldn't grab those in a format that made sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything's going to go on the list. We'll distribute it. I encourage you to take the time before the next meeting to prioritize, add, delete, and whatever, and so we can kind of make best use of that time.
So you'll send that out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me a few days.
Okay.
But I will do that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The last thing I'll say, Mark, at low tide, yes, the old dock is still next to Derby, crystal clear. You can still see the old dock is still there.
That's amazing. I mean, when you think about it, it's amazing.
Tide comes out of the water. Got out of the water.
Wow.
Just like Pearl Harbor.
It could make a museum.
I just want to bring up, if anybody wants to come down to the library, we have a photo album of the 300th, so that anybody wants to come and take a look at the book. They can also help identify people in the photos for me. And we also have a scrapbook of the 350th. And it has a lot of memorabilia and all the
300th.
I'm sorry, the 300. Right? Okay. Yes.
You started at 350. I'm like, good.
Okay, No. At the 300. So if anybody wants to come down and do it, you know.
Is that Derby Public Library?
Yes, Derby Public. I'm Christine. I'm the history coordinator.
Okay.
I have those things in our collection.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to come down and take a look at them.
And I'm sorry because I didn't write this down, but if we can, just for the benefit of those that are not here and for those that don't know each other, so sorry that I didn't do this at the beginning, to have everybody go around and just introduce yourselves so that we kind of know. I know everybody mostly knows each other, but you know, for the purpose of archiving this endeavor.
Okay.
Because you have two names. Go ahead.
I have two names, only because there's another. Yeah. I'm Melanie O'Connell Anderson.
Right. Mark Anthony Izzo.
Maddie Soika.
Yeah.
I have two names, but I only use one. I'm Kelly Santiago. I'm the director at the Derby Historical Society.
Christine Boulay. I'm on the board for the Derby Historical Society, and I'm the history coordinator at Derby Public Library.
Laurel Greco Vic Domino. I'm nothing much special.
Not true.
Yes, you are.
Kim Mastriani, I'm a graduate of the class of 75 and was at the 300th. So looking forward to this one.
Say your name again.
Kim Mastriani.
Go ahead.
Randy Ritter.
Everybody has a long says list. It all. You can submit your CV if you want.
Jack Walsh, lifelong resident.
Mike Keller, our personal friend of Jack Wall.
Sometimes.
It's on the day. Lifelong resident.
That's it for the lifers and the wannabe lifers. All right. So on behalf of all of us here at the 350th Anniversary Committee, I say thank you and good night. I'll take a motion at 6:45 to adjourn.
So moved.
By Randy.
Second.
By Mark Anthony. Discussion, hearing none, all in favor, signify by just saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Gary, thank you very much. Have a good night.
Bye. Bye.
We pick a day? I think so. 2 weeks, he said.
Just hit the button.
I feel like I'm not offering much anyway.
Yes, you will.
I'm going to be going the 21st through the 25th.
Someplace good? Yeah.